at 5'8", and the pounds are distributed well on my body, but I'm more than aware there are quite a few too many of them. Luckily, because of the work I do, I am fit and strong, and I eat pretty healthy most of the time. Still, whenever I'm weighed at my doctor's office, I am sternly reminded that at my age, it wouldn't take much to slip from simply overweight into obese territory. God, how I dread that stupid BMI scale. How can you use one single standard for the endless variety of human beings there are? It's numbers, and they don't take into account genetics, metabolic speed, health issues, mobility, and I could list an endless number of individual circumstances that should be taken into account when looking at what constitutes a healthy weight for a particular individual. That's not even the worst part. Any health complaints you might have are so readily linked to that number on the scale. We're supposed to believe that losing weight is the be-all, end-all of every conceivable ailment. I call bullshit. I've never been a small girl. I grew up on a ranch, was put to work from the time I was 7 or 8 years old, and I'm generally fit as a fiddle. I've always been comfortable in my skin, and I'm not about to let some arbitrary number on a scale invented by some random Belgian mathematician make me feel bad. The man wasn't even a physician, for Pete's sake. Good girl, Starla, good girl. Lucy soothes the horse when we have her standing on trembling legs. Now that she's upright, it's easier for me to listen to her gut sounds. There appears to be some increased activity. I'm going to do a quick rectal exam, and after that, I'll probably use a nasogastric tube to see if there is a buildup of fluids in her stomach. Are you okay with me giving a sedative now? Spare her any more discomfort? I prefer getting consent before administering any medications, especially sedatives or anesthetics, because they always come with risks.
Whatever you need to do, Doc.
Once the sedation starts taking effect, I quickly don a disposable long-sleeve glove with shoulder protection and set to the fun task of rooting around the poor animal's gut. I can feel an impaction, I report, retrieving my arm and disposing of the glove. Luckily, there is no fluid buildup in her stomach, but I leave the tube in to hydrate her. With the help of the portable ultrasound, I confirm there isn't anything else going on aside from the impacted stool she has trouble moving. The fluids will help, as will the pain medication I give her. And after waiting to see the first signs of improvement, I leave Starla in Lucy's good care. Nature will have to take its course. Beau walks me to my truck.
Thanks for coming out, Doc.
No problem. Call me if there's any change for the worse. I'll check in tomorrow to see how she is. I smile and wave as I pull away from the barn, but as soon as I'm out of sight, I grimace with hunger pains. My stomach feels like it's eating itself. Rather than driving all the way home to get to my leftover lasagna, I pull into the first place I come across I know has food, Foxy's Bar. It's less than 2 miles from the rescue. I've grabbed something here once before, so I know it promises greasy bar food. Just what the doctor ordered. It's not crazy busy, just a couple of bikers sitting at the bar, a few locals playing pool, and only 2 tables occupied with families. Find yourself a spot, I'm told by a waitress toting a tray full of drinks to one of the tables. I grab a table near the back. I'm not up for socializing and plan to dine and dash. I'm exhausted. What can I get you? The waitress asks when she finds me. What is fast? Food-wise, I quickly clarify. 5 minutes for a pulled pork sandwich and fries. Sold, I tell her with a grin. And 1/2 pint of whatever pale ale or lager you have on draft. Coming right up, she promises, before walking straight through what I assume is the door to the kitchen. As I watch her disappear to the back, I can feel a rush of cool air when someone opens the front door. When I turn around, I'm unexpectedly met by a familiar pair of dark brown eyes locked on me.
JD. Are you heading out, son?
I turn around to find Thomas sitting on the porch. Thomas is my boss Jonas's father and old as dirt. I swear he spends most of his days out here on the porch just so he doesn't miss a damn thing that goes on at the High Meadow Ranch. He's in his 90s and may be frail, but his mind is still sharp as a tack. My ma runs the ranch house here at High Meadow, and she and Thomas have a special bond. They bicker like siblings, but everyone can see they adore each other. For Ma, who grew up in the